Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. As memorable and poetic as is the 23rd Psalm, I would rewrite it, given the opportunity, especially that verse. I would much rather it said, when I stand on the edge of the valley of the shadow of death, build me a bridge, save me from the darkness. Make a path around it. Air conditioned or heated as the case requires. Thank you very much. Doesn't say that. It speaks to what is inevitable, for we will find ourselves in the valley of the shadows. The question is, how will we respond? What will we feel? The psalmist says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. For thou art with me. How does that happen? How does that work? How art thou with us, if you will? In a variety of ways, I think. In the variety of seemingly ordinary ways that characterize the full course of our lives, which we don't think about very much. But now and then, it becomes a little more clear. I've been in Lafayette, Indiana for the last 2 days, and in fact, daylight saving time for me started 2 days ago, so I'm fine this morning. I was there to, in part, celebrate and had a chance to speak at the retirement dinner gathering for my mentor from graduate school, a man who taught me more than I thought I could learn. And in the course of that, we celebrated all of his accomplishments, said some very kind things about him, many unkind things too. And retirement, you know, it's a celebration, but there's a mixed blessing to it in that it's the end of something as well. And as is often the case in transitional celebrations, whether it be a retirement celebration or a wedding or a funeral even, they run a slideshow of pictures, you know, things that have led the people involved to this point. And there was a fairly lengthy slideshow of pictures of Jim Davidson's life and career from the time he was a child. His wedding picture was in there. So also were pictures of most of the students that he has mentored through the years. And when it came time for Jim to speak at the end of this dinner, he made a few kind and unkind comments about those of us who had done so unto him. And then he said the most important thing to him was what was clearly obvious in that slideshow, that every single picture of him included pictures of other people, whether he was at a meeting, at a restaurant, in a classroom, on a golf course. He was always surrounded by people who cared about him. And that led to his success. It led to his coping with stress and failure. And it, for me, is a kind of metaphor for how, in the valley of the shadows, thou art with me. God is always with us, in the presence of, in the company of the people we share this life, with whom we share this life, in ways we don't often think about explicitly. But in general terms, we are literally the body of Christ. If we are looking for a hand to hold, and we would rather like the hand of Jesus, the hand of one of his children will do the trick. Thou art with me. At all times and places. Celebrating. Sharing anxiety. Getting through the valley. But also very specifically, we could say that thou art with me. Especially when we're deep in the valley of the shadows, essentially of our own doing. You ever find yourself dug in, deep in a hole? And the first rule of holes, by the way, is when you're in one, put down your shovel and quit digging. That's about it. That's the worst, isn't it? When you know you're in the soup, and you put together the ingredients. How do you find your way out of that? Well, the good news, in an ironic sort of way, is that there are very few situations, even of our own making, that are unique. We all put ourselves in holes, and we all try to dig our way out of them. That's why Albert Einstein defined insanity as continuing to do more of what you already know doesn't work. And there are people, angels perhaps sent by God, who will find us, look over the edge and go, yep, that's a hole. You're in it. You've been digging for a while, haven't you? And here's how you find your way out. Let me show you, because I only know this because I was there once. There are people we know, people who love us, who come to know us in ways that are unique because they've been where we are. It's one of the hallmarks of what's known as self-help through AA and other type groups. But the irony of self-help is that it's never an isolated experience. There are always groups of people to share stories. People have sponsors to haul them out of holes. Self-help is really being helped by one who's been there. And in the valley of the deepest of shadows of our own making and creation, we find our way out from someone who's been there. And then it falls to us to pay attention to others who are sort of neck deep in something and where we know what it's like, and to show them out. Follow me, come this way. Thou art with me in the valley of the shadows. But it's also true, and maybe more commonly true, that we find ourselves in the valley of a shadow that has been cast upon us. We didn't really do this, and yet we're in it. Somewhat predictable shadows, transitions in life. Our little children grow up and get married. Our parents raise us to adults. They become older adults, and they begin to have more childlike needs. Predictable transitions that we can prepare for, but are never really fully prepared when it happens. And so we look for the presence of the one who promises to be with us when we're in that kind of valley of the shadow. Three women today will celebrate and remember and mourn the loss of their mom. And you only do that once, and it changes you. We did that. It fell to our family to experience that in December. And it fell to me to be the leader of that event. It was kind of lonely up there in front. Until the very end. It was kind of lonely for everybody, even though they were in their one another's company. It was an experience that is difficult. At the very end, I started calling the role of the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. And the great-grandchildren was what became interesting. Logan and Ava and Aiden are the children of the eldest. And next in line is Katie. She heard the names of her three cousins, I suspect, and then started listening. And when I said, Katie, she said, I'm here. I'm here. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Katie art with me, at least right then. There's nothing quite like a three-year-old to give you some perspective. You dig a hole for yourself and you have a three-year-old, you got to climb out of it at least now and then. They require it, and God love them for it. A bright spot in the midst of the shadow. A little voice who we will never forget. And we got a flock of them. And there's always somebody, it seems, who will, by God's grace, outlive us all, who continues to show us the way. In the valley of the shadows, we have the people that we always have with us. We have the people who've been there before. And at special times, maybe it's the voice of a three-year-old that leads us through. The very last thing that Jesus said to his disciples before he ascended finally, after Lent, after the resurrection, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. That's a tall order. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's why we do what we do. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. And then he left with the promise that I am with you always in the valley of the shadows, the sunshine of the mountains, and everywhere in between. We're not alone. And it's just enough. Amen.